Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, Neil?
Fantastic. And our guest today is Matt Hamacek, and he's going to talk about for Apple TV's The Dynasty, New England Patriots. How are you, Matt? And before I'm going to let Greg ask a question, I'm sure every Steeler fan in Steeler Nation is going to disown me for doing this interview.
Well, look, you can comfort them by letting them know that I am not a Patriots fan, and I am actually a Green Bay Packer fan. The great thing about making something that you're not a fan of is that, it gives you the ability to listen, right? You don't have some memory of sitting in your living room sofa watching a game with your dad and saying, this is some great memory that I want to sort of make these guys talk about. You come in uninformed in a lot of ways and let the people who are actually on the team, the coaches, the players, the rivals, tell you the story through their eyes.
Okay. All right, Greg, I know you have some good questions for Matt.
That's interesting, Matt. That's a interesting perspective. I wouldn't have thought about that. So what were the biggest challenges in telling this 20-year-old story of the New England Patriots dynasty in your movie, The Dynasty?
Well, I think the challenges were, the same challenges that you go through with every documentary, right? You have to talk to the people who you want to have tell this story. And some people say, heck yeah, I'd love to come on and talk about it. And then other people take months and years of you building up trust and telling them, they ask questions to me all the time, like, hey, how am I going to be portrayed in this thing? And what I try to tell people is you're going to be portrayed somewhere between the puff piece that you would make about yourself, and that's one extreme. And the other extreme is sort of the way that your enemy would make something about you. And in between the puff piece and the enemy's version is normally where the truth lies about all of us, right? Mm-hmm. And so I try to explain that I'm going to be fair. And one of the things that was so important to me really was that as we get into the murkier parts of this, the scandals or the dynasty unraveling towards the end, is even if you disagree with some of the choices that people made, I want you to understand why they made them. And that was one thing that was really important to me. The other was that, look, nobody outside of maybe New England, but I don't even think New Englanders, because it's been done so many times. They've had the three games, the Glory DVDs. They've had NFL Films has made so many great things about their successes. This had to be the unvarnished telling of the New England Patriots story, because, it's through their eyes, it's through the people's eyes that were actually there and the stories that they wanted to tell. And of course, that means we have to cover Spygate, we have to cover Deflategate, we have to cover Aaron Hernandez, and we have to uncover over the course of the last three episodes this thing really starting to unravel. And beyond just the X's and O's, what all of this story reveals is something that is really deeply human at its core. And I sort of think of it like, it's sort of like Shakespeare, but with footballs.
Wow. Very cool. So quick follow-up on that, Neil, before you jump in. So what was Tom Brady an easy guy to get for the interviews, or was he a difficult guy?
It varied. Some people, Ernie Adams, for example, the director of football research, he was easy. I think the issue with Tom was just scheduling, because the guy was so busy all the time. It was, how are we going to finally find a way where he's free to basically sit with us for 4 hours and do an interview? And eventually we got there, but it took, a year of just working around scheduling. And so it just varies from person to person. Adam Vinatieri, one of the greatest kickers of all time, he was one that took a long time. And I think his concerns were twofold. First off, he wanted this to be the definitive, in his mind, the definitive telling of the New England Patriots story. And to him, that required, are you going to get Bill? Are you going to get Tom? Are you going to get Robert? And then are you going to get all of the players, not just a couple, but all of them? And we ended up having about 70 plus people that sat down and talked, along with the three sort of main pillars of this thing. And then the other thing for him was really making sure that it was unvarnished, because you have to remember, Adam Vinatieri, yes, was the guy who kicked some of the most important field goals in, Patriot history, but he also became a member of the Indianapolis Colts and really played for a long time with them afterwards. And when I interviewed him, one of the things that he goes into great detail with is, you know, he gives the perspective from inside the Colts and what they thought when they were playing the AFC Championship game against the Patriots and at the end of the 2014-15 season. And that is where the Colts and the NFL find these quote unquote deflated footballs that launches the Deflategate saga.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, the cheating Patriots, for sure. You know, when you talk about getting Tom, I watched a Tom Brady documentary on Amazon, and Tom wasn't even in the interviews. So I guess I see the challenge that you had to get Brady for an interview, because even his one documentary someone created on Amazon about Brady didn't even have Brady in an interview, or Gronk, or anybody. So
yeah, and so we got all of those guys, but I think what's really unique about Tom's interview in particular is that, and you'll see this as we get further into the documentary, is that he is vulnerable and revelatory and sort of revealing, I guess, in a way that you really have never seen him before. And even in some of the episodes that you've seen so far, he tells story and he's loose and he's calm and he's you know, he even talks about the tuck rule and sort of admits, hey, looked like a fumble to me, looked like a fumble to everybody else, but we didn't write the rules. So what do you want us to do? You know? And so we get this version of Tom that I don't think you've really been able to see before. And, you know, he goes into places that, you know, goes into places and stories that you've never heard before as well.
Okay.
Gotcha. So you got fans that'll see this. You've got non-fans. You've got haters. You've got lovers. All this stuff. What impact do you hope that the dynasty is going to have on the viewing audience?
I don't know. I don't know that this is not a social justice documentary. This is not something that has a goal. It is a story, and my goal is that people watch it and they take it with fresh perspective, and they say, you know, for the people that are out there that are diehard Patriots fans who have all these memories that they've accumulated over the years and are convinced that there's only one way to tell this story, what I hope they realize is that these are the people who were actually in the room. You're listening to the people that were there tell their stories. So, you know, because I wasn't a fan, there was no, you know, there was no cause that I was hoping to illuminate through all of this. If you're not a fan of the Patriots, or if you don't care at all about football, I hope you watch, because I think what I found most fascinating is the human story at the core of this thing, because I think this story goes way beyond, you know, football. It's about people, and it's about the creation of something that is very, very difficult to create, which is people putting aside the messiness of being human beings and sacrificing for the greater good. And that created this sort of machine that was almost, you know, that won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years and continued to win, you know, another 3 down the road. But, you know, they sustained it for 20 years. And then towards the end, all of the sort of the foundation of this team, of team first and all this stuff, the things that they had kept at bay for a really long time start to creep their way into Patriot Place. And you get to listen to the people who were there tell their version of why it fell apart.
Right.
Gotcha.
For sure. All right, Greg, I know you have that question you ask every one of our guests. Go ahead with that question.
Yeah, it's cool. So, hey, Matt, thanks a lot. I'm really looking forward to seeing your documentary, and, you know, and I hope it is extremely successful. But, you know, here's a question that I always ask everyone that we interview, because everyone we interview is super successful in their chosen path. So tell me, Matt, what do you feel is the most important thing in life you've ever learned?
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. I think the thing, I mean, that's a fantastic question. I'm going to give you a professional answer instead of a personal answer, because I don't pretend to have anything solved in any part of my life. But one of the things that I am sure of professionally, and this relates a little bit to the New England Patriots, is that, and Tom Brady, is that there will always be people out there that are smarter and more talented than you. And the difference between success and, you know, any kind, what, no matter how small or how big, and not having success is the work that you put into something. And basically, when I was starting out, you know, working in documentaries when I was 20 years old, somebody sort of pulled me aside and told me that, and, you know, just said, look, there's always people that are smarter than you out there. It's just a matter of how hard you work. And I think that both in a good way and in a and at some point, some would argue not a great way, the New England Patriots always embodied that, because, you know, the hard work for a guy like Tom Brady was the difference for him. He wasn't the strongest, the fastest, the best thrower of the football. He studied and he worked on his mechanics constantly. That's what made him great. And I, please, let me be clear. I'm not trying to in any way, shape, or form compare myself to Tom Brady. But, you know, I think that's the difference. And the thing that I still struggle with to this day, as somebody who just spent 2.5 years traveling all over the country, being away from my incredible family for a lot of it, is how do you find balance? And how do you, you know, work hard at something because it's a job, but also a job that you love? And how do you still make time for family? And that's something that I'm still trying to figure out. And I'm lucky I have a wife who's extremely supportive of me. And that's all I got.
That's
for
great.
You.
Well, that's a great answer for sure. Matt, you can check out the Dynasty New England Patriots, available now on Apple TV. Appreciate it, Matt.
Thank you for having me on.
You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.